Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Peter. We come together today to find hope and strength in the midst of our difficulties with Morgellons. And so if you'll all bow your heads and come together, we're gonna praise the Lord and give thanks and pray. I would like to begin with James 5:11, which states, "Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." Father, we're reminded today of the Apostle Paul, who was in prison for spreading the gospel of Christ. Corey Bloom, who was a young Dutch woman, was interned in Nazi concentration camps for aiding Jews during World War II. Centuries apart and at different times in history, both were able to transcend the humiliation and the brutality of their environment and their circumstances. So, like us, Father, determined to conquer their circumstances, they refused to allow bitterness and hatred into their hearts. They clung to the knowledge of your love. They prayed, they sang hymns, and they helped others through the ordeal, rejoicing throughout, as we ask that you give us the strength to follow in their steps. These two believers learned, Lord, that no matter how difficult the conditions or how strong the enemy, God is stronger still. So in the words of our beloved Apostle Paul, we are more conquerors through him who loved us. So sometimes, Father, you know, weeping may linger for a day or for a night, but we must remember that joy comes with the morning. We give thanks for all the blessings we've received throughout our lives, and we give thanks for the blessings we're yet to receive. Can we hold to the truth in Isaiah 58:8, that then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. So the greatest gift of Morgellons is the time that it brings to provide us with a precious new opportunity to be renewed in our body, in our mind, and in our spirit. And as our beloved leader Mel teaches us, Father, time bestows the blessing of another day and another chance to live the life of our dreams. So we give praise to you, Father. We accept you as our Redeemer. We repent of our sin today, and we look forward to our faith in the coming of our healing and a new day for us. So we ask, Father, that you give us strength. We ask that you make us oblivious to the pain. We ask that you make us never be lacking in zeal, but keep us in your spiritual fervor and keep us joyful in the hope that we will heal. And those of us that have healed can provide hope to others behind us. So we also pray, Father, for patience in our affliction, for faithfulness in our prayer, and for sharing in the joy of this wonderful community, this wonderful website, those that have chosen to commit their lives to healing and to practicing your hospitality here. So, Father, even though this seems like just another routine day, another difficult day in the midst of our disease, we understand that routine tasks, half-formed thoughts, hurried conversations, there are many things left undone. So help us all see today, Father, as a precious day belonging to you, to give us reasons that we may not understand to persevere and to work to capture our health back. So the work that you have for us today will go unnoticed by most in the world, as they move through their lives unaware of the difficulties of our struggles with Morgellons. And it may seem unimportant to them, but we ask you to send us into the world with an open heart and open hands and with an eagerness to serve, even in the midst of our pain and difficulty. So, you know, Heavenly Father, we're thankful and grateful for the food and shelter and the basic things that we took for granted before our disease. We regret and ask you forgive us for the times when we failed you by being less than giving than your call called people are supposed to be. We ask forgiveness for any impatience, for our jaded thoughts, and we ask that you put in place for them peaceful healing sleep and the grace to be a better child of yours tomorrow and the days to follow. So lastly, Father, we come before you today with an understanding that prayer is crucial when it comes to making major life decisions. Sometimes the answer to us is immediate and clear, and sometimes our prayers are met with silence. But within that silence, Father, we accept the invitation to take a leap of faith and like a father teaching a child to be strong and confident, you let go of our hand and let us take a step. And then we feel, that we're taking it alone, but we often realize then that to take that step, we must make decisions with the faith of a child, and that your hand is only a heartbreak away. You are our perfect friend, Father. You listen to our pleas when our heart is heavy. You hear our praise when our heart is light. You accept us in every moment of every day. You stand beside us and you are helping us to heal. And you walk before and guide us. You share our joy in the morning and in each shining moment throughout the day, and you lead us to your pastures of peace. So we give thanks to you for being a perfect friend. We ask that you remind us to pray always while we eat, while we sleep, in our dreams, and that you give us your true vision. We pray that your road in life will allow our footsteps to take us closer to you, and that you may not mistake death for life, nor sorrow for joy, but that we understand we will be fed and we will be cured. We will reach the peak of health again. So we begin our journey today, as every day, with faith, with hope, as our beloved leader Mel has taught us. We give thanks for Mel and his tireless work on this website. He is truly a warrior for your ministry, Father. We give thanks to John, who provides the mana and the sustenance that brings us back to health. We give thanks to those that continue to contribute to this website, this community, and continue to remain faithful to you. All these things, Father, we bring before you today. And we know that you are with us, and we know that you will bring forth the healing. You are faithful, whether now or later. You cannot lie. And those that remain true to you and pass the test of faith, the perseverance that refines, that renews, will come out of this deep, dark place to the wilderness, to the promised land, to health and to regaining a spirit of renewal in life. So we give honor, we give praise, we give glory, and we give thanks. And we ask that you be with us today, as always. And fulfill the promise, Father, and bring about the hope. We ask for the blessing, we look for it, and we're ready to receive it. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, the name that all will cry forth on their knees when he returns. So thank you, Father, and in his mighty name we pray these things today. Amen.
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 Amen. Great.
Okay, before we field any questions, we always ask the guests if there's anything they'd like to add to the prayer. So we're going to start with Melissa. Is there anything you'd like to add to the prayer?
No, that was a great prayer. Thank you very much, Peter.
Amen.
Okay, and then I know we have Patty. Patty, is there anything you'd like to add to the prayer?
Yeah. This is Patty, and I'd like to pray for all marriages and any relationships that we have that are being stressed by this disease. And I pray for the salvation of all our loved ones, and also pray for God to lift those significant other people in our lives who are in darkness about this disease, that God will remove all darkness, denial, just dishonesty, just every single thing that is blocking them from seeing the truth about our condition, and open their eyes and give them and soften their hearts and give them compassion and understanding and wisdom from above to help understand our condition. Anyway, I'm praying for healing and restoration of all relationships too. And healing, obviously, for our physical bodies, our mind to be protected, our mind, our will, emotions, and our body to be protected from the enemy, and God's perfect will and grace, goodness, and mercy just to be poured in, his power and strength into our lives to Philippians 2:13 says, causes us, God is the one who causes us to will, he gives us the power, and to do. To will is the willingness, and to do is the power for his good pleasure. So I pray that for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Now we have someone from area code 714. Would you like to say hello? And
Hi, everybody. This is Mary. I wanted to pray for funding and support for the He Cures All Foundation and also for Mel's GoFundMe, because we need Mel to be continuing his loving support and guidance for all of those with Morgellons, this terrifying disease, and giving us all hope with his cure that he's found, and just really want people to, like, was that Melissa was saying that we hope that everybody's eyes are open to this disease and that they are compassionate and they want to help support these resources so that others may be helped through them. I just wanted to pray for that too. In Jesus' name, his perfect will be done. Amen.
Amen.
All right. A couple of quick announcements and then we'll field some questions. Skype with Mel was switched from Friday night at the Skypes to Saturday morning Skyping. And we had a nice turnout. We had one from England, one from France, and one from Germany. Now, I'd like you Americans, if you Skype, to come on and join us. It's a great way to interact, ask a lot of questions quick, see how vibrant and energetic this 70-year-old man is, and know that when you see me, you'll know you can get better. Also, Saturday mornings, we now have Coffee Tea with Me, which enables many people to come to the conference call line, the line that we're on this evening, and come and ask any questions they want between 6:30 Pacific, which is 9:30 Eastern, and 1:30 European, and so on and so forth, up to 8:30 in the morning. So there are windows where people have an opportunity to get directly in touch with me without having to wait for a phone call or waiting until Sunday prayer meeting at the end. And I thought I'd just talk about that a little because I'll be making another post on it. And next Friday morning at Coffee Tea with Me, to much of the chagrin of a very dear friend of mine, I'm going to give the secret formula for Mel's lemonade cleanse. So come to next Saturday morning's Coffee Tea with Me. The only time, I can't put it in print, but I can tell you what it was, and I can bring people who are doing it. I'll tell you how it works. So, we're going to go ahead now. We're going to field questions from anybody who'd like to ask one, starting again. Peter, you got any questions?
No, I'm just curious about the, I can't remember the ingredients in the cleanse either, so I'm curious to be reminded of that, and I can just tell people I remember that it did work, you know, back when I had stinging and crawling. So glad you brought it forth.
Okay, well,
but I don't really have anything. Nothing else.
Okay, so then I know, Peter, that Melissa is getting ready to attempt to do some of the tinctures that you once talked about her because she's at that stage.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be kind of cool if you guys talked on the phone. That would help her along and make her feel confident she's doing the right things that you and Mr. Bill did.
Right. No problem. Be a pleasure.
Is that okay, Miss Melissa?
That'd be great. Thank you, Peter.
Okay.
Yeah,
Ms.
you're
Melissa.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mel.
Do you have any questions at this time?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. Patty, do you have any questions at this time?
Well, Mel, I have not searched your website for the word sauna, but I do wonder if there is some information about that. When I first thought I had
lots of information about sauna, and there are lots of people who do it and find it extremely beneficial in allowing the disease to come through their skin less painfully, more quickly, and so on and so forth. It's not a cure, but it will aid in unloading the toxicity and the critters of our disease.
Great. Okay. And I'll look that up more, too, on your website. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Mary, I should have recognized the number. thank you very much. coming today. And thank you very much for all you do and all you chime in on the website. I mean, it's people like you and Peter and some of the new people like Nan and Mrs. T that are the new, you know, the new wave of warriors. As the old warriors get better, it's like having children. When they get better or they get older, they move on. So it's just nice that you're here and you're willing to help, and it doesn't go unnoticed.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I mean, I'm still feeling so blessed and helped by everyone. So I just, I don't know that I ever have very much to offer, but I sure take a lot. I get a lot. I get fed really well from you and the website. And so I'm just frustrated as I'll get out that I can't get people to do the Facebook thing with your website, with your Facebook page. And I don't know. I think it mimics like what society's doing in general, right? It seems like we're invisible and they don't want to recognize.
Well,
I
have my own feeling. If one feels like a leper, well, I guess then one is. You know, I never felt that way, so I never had that problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one young lady who's moved on from the website who's become an outspoken advocate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually posted on the website, on the Facebook, and in the GoFundMe. And, you know, people are the way they are. I can't change that. I can only hope that, you know, more people would remember what they told me when they were really sick.
Yeah, I mean, my husband has hundreds of contacts on Facebook, and everybody's always liking everything. But when it comes to him sharing your website, I don't have that many contacts on Facebook, but he's super networked. Nothing. Did anybody like it or send you $5? We said, you know, if everybody just liked this, shared it, and sent $5 in, that would really help this man continue his work. But I'm sure you got nothing yet. I didn't, because we didn't get notified of anything. So I don't know. We're just going to keep trying to send repost it to our pages.
I don't know. I think people cannot believe that anyone would do anything for free.
I know. There must be some block like that.
Well,
you're
anyway.
Amazing. Anyway.
Thank you.
Sure. I wanted to ask a question, too. I mean, it's maybe something I should find if I spent time searching in our website, but I was wondering if people are still, how long do people wash their clothes every time they wear them? Should I, because I'm still doing that. And I was just wondering, I don't feel like I need to, but I don't want to.
I never did that. Only in the very, very beginning. As you get better, you have to slack up in certain things, and
yeah.
One of them would be not making as much work for yourself, which puts a certain amount of tension on you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But, you know, you're getting better, so how about going every 3 days?
Okay, because
you know,
nothing in my environment bothers me. Nothing bothers me, and but things that I eat will. Like, I'll have no crawlies for days, and I posted on that, but sure enough, they did eventually come back, and, you know,
well, come
they
to
go
the
away.
Lemonade cleanse.
I guess I'm
going
to have to do that,
okay?
Yeah.
The government has their own version of controlled substances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have my version of controlled substances. A controlled substance is something that helps control something that's bugging you. When you drink this lemonade cleanse, these guys run for the hills. They're too busy running from you to give you a hard time. And as I've told so many people, that you must always be on the offensive when fighting with this disease. Melissa and I were talking today about grapefruit seed extract and oil of oregano, which I took for so long through the protocol at my 10:30, because at that time we didn't have Candida RID, which is a combination of those things as, you know, your antifungals and stuff like that. And some people still, and I tell people to do it, is to get themselves some grapefruit extract and get themselves some oil of oregano, and this stuff tastes horrible. But guess what? It enhances your chances of getting better.
Oh, well, I've got some oil
of
oregano.
You stay on the offense, mm-hmm. and they're too busy running to bug you. Do you feel that's true, Melissa?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but the waves of crawlies come less and less, and like I'll go days without any, which is, I know I'm so close, right, to being 100%.
Yeah, but then you eat something that you love and boom.
Yeah.
So you got to take a candida rid after that and drink some of the lemonade.
Okay. Yeah, I used to be allergic to citrus, and my tongue would swell up, and my lip would swell up, and I had EpiPens. So I'm a little nervous about the lemon.
First
water.
Time you do it, okay, mm-hmm. you just drink like less than an ounce, you know, just
okay.
a tiny little sliver to see what happens.
I think I could tolerate better and that somehow my allergies were related to Morgellons, like the before I knew I had it. I think now I can take more lemon juice than I could before. I think I'm healthier and I have less allergic reactions.
That I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I
I'll
believe.
Try that. So tune in on Friday then for that recipe.
Friday morning between 6 and 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 9 and 11:30 Eastern, and Europe, it's 1:30 in the afternoon till, I guess, 4.
Okay.
Something like that. It's close enough.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls. Anyone else have a question? Anyone like
no.
to say anything?
It's yes? Patty. I just wanted to ask, when you give the lemon cleanse, since I already got it from you, can you tell everybody also how often and how much you drink of it in one day? That's the other question I had.
Okay, well, I have people make it in a 32-ounce bottle or a plastic empty container of that. And I recommend that you make two. You stick them up in the freezer until they're slushy, okay? And then you take one out, put it in the fridge, and you take one with you. And if you can drink one of those a day, every day, while you have that phase of the itching and the biting, you'll be able to control that so much better that it will allow you to do things that you can't do when that's at its worst.
Amen. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You'll be there Friday. You want to double-check your formula.
Yeah.
Are any more questions before I say goodnight to everyone? I want to thank you all. Peter, you usually have something to say.
Mel, this is Peter. Can I just say one quick thing for Mary?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Mary, I found in my experience that you know, I just want everybody to remember that what loads in the environment, Mel taught me this, and what loads in the clothes is coming from your body. So as you get better, you know, they don't load as much. So what I find is when I was going through a period like maybe around a lunar cycle where I was getting a more extensive purge, that's when I would pay attention to do my laundry because I'd connect the dots and say, okay, more coming out of my body, then I can't use the clothes as much or you got to do the sheets more. So based upon what your body's doing, you can use that as a guideline. If your body's good for 3 or 4 days, you don't have to worry about your sheets. And if you can, if you're in a pinch and don't have time, what I found was useful for those people that do use fine value in enzymes, not everyone does, some do, or MMS spray, is to turn your blouse or your shirt or your pants inside out and spray them real quick while you get in the shower. And then when you come out, turn them back outside in, and it works real well. Because then that the clothes come in contact with whatever in your skin, and it kind of neutralizes it. So that's a good tactic, Brad.
That's a very good idea. And I was just thinking, well, people lint roll their clothes, and I never have. I just did my sheets. So to save laundry, I think I'll start spraying Clean Green inside certain things once in a while, or lint rolling, turning them inside out and lint rolling them. And I just, can you believe, a year and a half, and I've been washing everything every time I wear it, and it's just getting. I just don't feel I need to, and I think that's what you're saying is I probably don't need to. As
right.
Much.
As I got better for the first 6 or 7 or 8 months that I felt better, I started doing things every 3 days.
Oh.
And now, although I'm anal compulsive, I try to keep doing the laundry down to twice a week and vacuuming every other day. Mm-hmm. And I change the linens on my bed twice a week, and that really suffices. So cut back on the work that you're creating for yourself. Okay, that will cut back a tiny bit on any stress that's put on from, you know, feeling the need to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And
for
all of those who want to see a really breathtaking picture to end the day, let me suggest that you go to the website and you take a peek at a picture that I put on with Glenn this morning from Who's Outside Your Window. I think each and every one of you will enjoy it. And know that when the moon is full, that I either go out on my terrace, whether it's freezing cold or not, or I walk around the pond with my camera. When you can stare up at the moon, you're not sick at all. Because when I was sick and tried to look at the moon, everything started biting me and crawling like crazy. And
That's a beautiful picture.
Find that every month, I look at the moon as my check. How am I doing? How do I feel? And every month I rejoice in the fact that nothing happens, that I can just browse at it and move forward. God bless you all, and thank you all for coming. Thanks for everyone for contributing something tonight and for being part of it all. We'll see you next Sunday. God bless you. And
Merry Christmas.
If you need me before then, you email me or come to one of the things that we do Friday to Sunday, Fridays and Saturdays. You can always find me. Good night, and God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.